This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hello. The Washington Commanders have acquired receiver Debo Samuel in a trade with the 49ers.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Dana will be thrilled. Casey Anthony has joined TikTok. She is promoting her role as a legal advocate.
As a what?
A legal advocate for whom? Someone trying to dispose of a body?
She,
advocating for what exactly? Getting off scot-free?
By the way, I hate that term, scot-free. As if it's like my name is being disparaged. You commit a crime and you get off without having to pay a punishment, and you get off scot-free. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, the term scot-free goes
back
to...
I'll leave that to Dan.
Old English words, scot and frio, which means tax and free, respectively.
Actually, it originates from the Scandinavian word scot, meaning tax or payment. It mutated into scot, S-C-O-T, yada, yada, yada.
Isn't that what I just said?
That's great. That's good. Good talk.
Casey Anthony says in her first TikTok video, "This is my first of probably many recordings on a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher."
Oh God!
I've been in.
Well, she did research heavily on that computer in her home how to dispose of a body. So she does know how to Google.
Well, she's more than just a researcher. She's a carrier outer.
I've been in the legal field since 2011, and in this capacity, I feel that it is necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate. That I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter.
Wait, she's been in the legal field?
Wow.
I thought she was a defendant.
Well, that's in the legal field.
That is part of the legal field.
Technically, that's the legal field.
Can't have a prosecutor without an accused.
Mm-hmm. Does the courtroom count as the legal field?
All right. You want me to go back to this dryer vent story for a second, and then we'll get to your spa update?
Yeah.
Or do you want to get to the spa first?
Let's do spa first, because I think the dryer update is so important for everyone listening. And I'm no mechanic, but I actually have some mechanical questions about the dryer itself.
I am a dryer vent advocate.
We are pro dryer vent on this program.
Cleaning, yes.
So over the weekend, my rage over the string of sexual assaults at a Kansas City massage parlor that have just gone unchecked for years. My rage runneth over. And I started contacting people who, you know, could hopefully help us understand how this was allowed to continue over on 129th and State Line. Drove by over the weekend because my tailor is over there when I need, you know, pants hemmed or something. She's amazing. And it happens to be two doors down from where these alleged assaults took place. The business is still open and is still operating.
You checked?
And if that doesn't infuriate you, you're not paying attention. Yes.
Okay.
It is still open. And so many of these women have driven by, you know, day and night wondering, why is this place still open? So I reached out to one of the attorneys representing some of the survivors. I reached out to the police department and I reached out to the board that is in charge of licensing our chiropractors and massage therapists. I'm going to give you the police response first because I think this is the most concerning where it comes to policy, Scott, okay?
Okay.
I just said, sorry to reach out on a weekend. We would like every police report attached to this address. It's 12931 State Line Road. Let's start with the past 10 years. This was the reply. Dana, we have had other outlets inquire as well. And as for the licensing, we have said, and I quote, the police department does not communicate with state agencies in matters like this. For additional information about those state agencies, I would refer you to the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance professional registration. Okay. So what the police department is basically saying, that is all of these women were being sexually assaulted at this massage parlor and 911 calls were made and police reports were taken and charges have now been filed in two of the six cases recently.
The police civil cases in all six.
Criminal. He is charged in two.
Civilly in six.
Civilly in six.
Yeah.
The police department is saying that through all of those reports taken over a handful of years, I'm going to say it again, the police department does not communicate with state agencies in matters like this. And I think it's important that we break that sentence down. There needs to be a policy change. If there is a sinkhole in the road and every 100th car doesn't see it, Scott, and you know they are going to plummet down that hole and change the trajectory of their life, and a police officer drives by that hole, the police officer might not know anyone with the city that is in charge of keeping that road safe or the highway agency in charge, but would it not seem reasonable to you that someone with the police department would phone that in and say, we need to get cones out here. There is a danger up ahead and we need to be warning people. I can think of 100 examples where police will step in.
In that specific example, by the way, police have to step in. It is a hazard to road safety.
Yes.
And if they do not step in and it's causing tire blowout after tire blowout, the city is liable for all of that.
So
damage.
How is it possible that when you are in a vulnerable state, you are, for the most part, undressed, and the police department knows they have taken report after report that women are being sexually assaulted at Fusion Spa on State Line Road.
Allegedly.
How is it possible that there is no policy where the police department would reach out to the appropriate agency and say, we have a problem here?
Why would they in the beginning? And here's let me finish my thought. The agency that does the licensing literally has nothing to do with Fusion Spa other than to license them. We don't know yet that a crime was committed. We have every suspicion to believe that many were, okay? But we don't know that for a fact. Even you said on Friday, innocent until proven guilty in the United States of America. I think it was on a different case, but
it was 100% on a different case.
It would certainly work in this case as well. You can't pull somebody's license until or unless you get a conviction, would be my argument. The real crime, if there was one, was between the masseur.
Who was not licensed, but go ahead.
That is correct. So what would they be able to provide, potentially, other than maybe to shut them down? A fair point. But the real crime, if there was one, is between the masseur and the alleged victim. And that is where the police focus their attention.
Okay, then why, when there is spoiled food left out in a kitchen, in a restaurant in Kansas City, is there a mechanism in place to immediately go in and you can do an emergency shutdown order, Hereford House, when you think the public is at risk? We do that with food safety. The police department will do this, Scott. If there's a string of burglaries at an apartment complex, they will send out a notice and say, hey, you know, watch out for your valuables. We're just trying to public safety here. Yeah. This is for some reason this is being targeted.
So
lock your cars.
Roaches in your kitchen is not a crime. That is a violation of the license of which you were granted. The police department does not go into restaurants and walk through the kitchen and make sure that the temperatures are proper, that there's no dead rodents, that there aren't cockroaches. Those are the actual agencies that issue the license that do those investigations.
Then I would ask you, how is the agency in Jefferson City supposed to know?
Some of those agencies are in Kansas City, Missouri.
But this agency is in Jeff City.
That's correct.
So if someone is actively assaulting women in a massage parlor.
Allegedly.
This is the email that I got back from the agency. When a criminal complaint, or two or three or 20, is lodged against a massage place in Missouri, are you automatically notified? Answer, no. Question, if not, why not? Answer, that would be a question for each court or jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. If there's a police report, this is Dana now, is it up to the customer to contact you? Answer, not necessarily, but someone, sometimes the victim, or an associated individual provides the information. Do police let the board know? Answer, sometimes. Dana, if not, why not? That's a question for authorities.
You see
where there's a gigantic disconnect here? And it's gigantic.
I can see a disconnect,
because
yes.
This is a public safety issue. If you knew that someone was sexually assaulting women in a massage parlor, would you let your daughter go in there? She might get that guy. She might not.
Of course not.
It's literally Russian roulette of sex assault. You go in, you might be fine. I could go in there, Scott. I might be fine. But my daughter goes in, she gets that guy, not fine. And it seems like everyone knows it except the people that have the power to shut it down.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I do believe in many of these fields, you have to make that complaint directly to the licensing board. Same thing with if you have a psychologist who performs medical malpractice, gives you bad advice.
Sure.
You can't take that to the police. The police are going to be like, they didn't do anything criminally wrong. You have to make a complaint directly to that licensing board, who will then investigate and then shut it down.
We have to live in a world where common sense comes into play when public safety is at risk. Common sense should have to come into play. I can think of so many other examples, Scott, where there is a real risk to, let's say, a child safety. Let's say we know we have someone in a school district. We've seen this in our stack how many times, taking advantage of children. Are parents not notified? All I'm saying is give me the benefit of the knowledge of knowing that there have been this many reports. Maybe the board looks into it and shuts that place down. Maybe they don't. How am I supposed to know as a consumer?
Part of the problem is there are too many cooks in the kitchen. You have the police department. You have the alleged victims. You have, and I'm not saying they're cooks in the kitchen.
They wouldn't even know where to begin, Scott. I looked at the reporting mechanism. Even if you knew how to find the licensing board, it's a 3 or 4 page form to fill out to lodge a complaint. Mm-hmm. We are making this too difficult when truly there is a wolf in the chicken coop.
Now, when there are too many shootings outside of a liquor store or a bar, or too many fights in that bar,
yep,
they will shut down the property because it is a nuisance
property.
It's a fair point.
Could that not come into play here?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. All right, from the text line, 4162, was it the owner? Was it just one employee or more than one person? I would say if it's more than one person, they need to be shut down. But if it is just one employee, then the owner needs to fire them. The issue is handled, then let the police take over.
I disagree, and here's why, respectfully. It was one employee, and all of the other employees and certainly the owner knew it. And every single time 911 was called or a police report was filed and detectives went in and did what detectives do, he was an unlicensed, quote, therapist. They kept allowing him back in to work.
Did our accuser on Friday outline some sort of connection between this?
I believe he's the husband, but I'm not.
Ex-husband,
I'm not certain. Okay. And so there's
the owner, no way.
Correct.
The owners or men, there's no way they didn't know because police were there at least 4 times.
And we had a very astute, very committed massage therapist call in on Friday who said, you have to be licensed individually and as a business in the state of Missouri, in the state of Kansas, as an individual, masseur or masseuse, you do not have to be licensed in the state of Kansas in massage therapy.
It's sort of the Wild West on the Kansas side. This happened on the Missouri side, 129th and state line.
And Kansas is one of five states in the union that does not require a massage therapist to be licensed. 913-586-7798. Kathy in Olathe. Kathy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, Scott, one of the things you just said about Kansas. I'm sorry. I was a massage therapist in the state of Kansas for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had license in Olathe as well as Overland Park. And it's true that it's kind of like the Wild Wild West in Kansas, except each city is separate. So Overland Park has its own licensure. Olathe has its own licensure. Lenexa, on and on, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to, say, Paola, you don't have to have a license.
Right.
So, but for both of the locations, well, more than one than that, but you had to have a location in order to get a personal license.
You couldn't just hang a shingle in your living room.
It was illegal to work out of your house.
Kathy, would it not make sense to bring more of these regulations in line so we don't have this patchwork? And not that it would have mattered here. Again, they are alleged to have been openly, knowingly employing someone that never should have been doing this.
Absolutely. And I agree with what
it's infuriating that this was allowed to continue.
Absolutely. And what you said earlier about what this person didn't even have a license?
Correct.
That's our understanding, yes.
That's infuriating.
I mean, Kathy, follow me here. After the first sex assault, and we know there are six survivors and at least four police reports. So after the first sex assault, whose job is it to start warning women don't go in there?
I don't know. Do we need to go pick it?
Well, no, the answer is, I'm going to tell you right now, the agencies are pointing at each other saying, well, look, it's not really what we do. And the licensure board is saying, well, someone has to tell us. And then police are saying, well, we're not really in the business of reaching out to licensing agencies. So you're on your own. I mean, basically what I've heard from the agencies is you're on your own.
Yeah. They always give us a bad name.
Well, but they are accurate in the sense that, I mean, if I am a licensed massage therapist, I can open my own salon, theoretically, right? Form an LLC, form my own massage therapy place, my spa. And it's not the state's obligation. Well, I'm going to take that back. Let me rewind that for a minute.
This is public safety.
But if I hire, let me finish my thought real quick. If I hire somebody who is not licensed, it is not until or unless the state comes and does an audit or inspects my business that they're going to learn that I have somebody on the books who is not licensed to practice that function.
Correct. In Olathe, a few years, I mean, I retired about 3 years ago. And before that, though, for about 5 years, Olathe had changed their regulations dramatically. You had to have all of your hours and your credentials to get your license. But then they started, there was a huge crackdown after somebody had a big, I don't know what happened. I think somebody was murdered, actually.
Oh.
But you had to keep a log of all of your people. And they would come and check your log. So they were checking my stuff as well as who came in, which I kind of had an issue with that. I mean, there's HIPAA violations.
But, Kathy, the public would have no way to know. So, like, I park my car and I go in with my daughter. I have no way of knowing that there is a predator in there.
Absolutely.
Waiting for me to disrupt. There's literally, and what's even more infuriating, there is a Missouri House bill that would give some teeth to do something in this case. It's Missouri House Bill 58. Listen to this. I asked the licensing board, do you have to have a conviction to shut a place down? What is happening now to shut down Fusion Spa on State Line Road where these women were alleged to have been assaulted? Listen to the reply. The current law requires a plea of guilt or a finding of guilt to shut a place down. Meaning, even this law that they're proposing, Scott, even if he had been licensed, You have to have a sex assault guilty plea or finding of guilt before they have the teeth to do anything.
Now, if the person accused is licensed, I can understand that because, as we've all said, you are innocent until proven guilty. Okay? But if you can prove to the state board that they had somebody operating in their spa who was not licensed to do that,
and everyone knew it,
in the state of Missouri, then I don't know what the delay is in shutting them down.
So the takeaway here literally is when you go in, I would say listen to that gut feeling, but so many of the women went in and there wasn't a gut feeling until you're laying there and it's happening.
It's too late.
And then also, you know, do you ask, you know, would you like head today, neck? Do you want me to work on your back? I'm sure. Are you a rapist? I mean, are we supposed to just ask that when we go in?
I would presume that that at least in Missouri, that they're expected to put their license up on the wall, not unlike when you go to a hairdresser. They have to have it within your vision that they are licensed by the state in cosmetology.
So there I see the license. Yeah. Have you been accused of sex assault six of times in this business? I mean, do you see how ridiculous that is?
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we will wrap up this conversation with one more caller, Dustin in Odessa. Dustin, hello.
Hey, how are y'all doing? I love y'all's show.
Thank you.
So I'm just listening to this parlor, this massage parlor issue. So this is what I don't understand. You hear about these other massage parlors for getting raided and getting closed down for offering unethical, maybe.
We got it. We got. Yep, we follow your train.
Yep. So what is the difference? And those are instantly closed down. People are arrested, but yet, once again, they are innocent until proven guilty. So my thing is, why are those instantly shut down, but yet this one continues to stay open until there's a guilty plea?
It's an interesting point, Dustin. So if you are a man and you know what you are looking for when you go into an establishment, and that establishment provides that, we have seen those parlors shut down. But if you're a woman and you go in and you're violated, everyone suddenly goes, well, we're not sure who really is in charge of telling anyone that.
And I'm just spitballing here. It could be the argument that that is no longer a massage parlor.
It's a sex shop.
That it is now a house of prostitution.
And it's Vice. It's usually the Vice squads that go in after right. that. This would be a completely separate department.
This would be, you are a massage parlor, but you've got a bad actor in there. I'm not speaking about this case in particular. I'm just speaking loosely.
But this would be sex crimes that would investigate this, not Vice. They're correct. Totally different departments.
Right.
Back in the day, they called it the seamstress shop.
The seamstress shop.
Got to go get your suit jacket fixed at the seamstress shop.
Firefighters in Olathe say a Saturday night fire served as a reminder of the importance of keeping your dryer vents clear. An Olathe Fire Department spokesperson said crews were called around 7 o'clock on Saturday to a townhome near 125th and Pezel Drive. Crews spotted the fire coming from a laundry room in the structure. With an assist from a broken water line in a ceiling, crews were able to prevent the fire from spreading. Nobody was hurt, thank God. Seven people now looking for another place to live. Investigators believe the fire started in a dryer vent. And a spokesperson for the fire department reminded homeowners to clean your dryer vents after every use and to check vent ducts and hoods regularly.
What? Check the vent after every use.
Yep. And then also
the screen. Okay.
Every few uses, you're supposed to look at the ducting that the vent goes into. And I just looked this up. The National Fire Protection Association reports that a closed dryer is responsible for nearly 17,000 house fires a year.
Scares the hell out of me.
The CPSC estimates that clogged dryer vents ignite 15,000 of the 17,000 fires.
What do you do if you're in an apartment?
That's a good question.
My girlfriend moved into her apartment a couple of years ago, and it has in-unit. And every time you'd turn the dryer on, the laundry room would fill with lint. Why do you think that would happen?
So last year, I know I told this story, and it bears giving you a reminder. It's a PSA, free of charge. You're welcome. I was doing laundry at my home, and the house was built in 2011, so it's 14 years old. And we bought the washer-dryer off the previous owners.
Yep.
The hose from the dryer is on the second floor right outside the primary bedroom, not the master. Apparently that's insulting now or offensive. And the hose goes through the ceiling, through the attic, and up to the roof. It wasn't until the guys were over replacing my roof last year that they said, Scott, you've got a problem, a serious problem with your dryer vent. And our guys just happened to notice. Thank God for that. I had a guy come, and it was taking me like 2 hours to dry a single load of laundry.
Yeah, that's a problem.
2 hours.
Yeah, that is sign number one.
So the guy comes over. I hire this company, in fact, tomorrow, and they don't pay me, so I'll just give them a free plug tomorrow. I've got his magnet on the side of my dryer because I would recommend this to anyone. I had him come over. He ran some diagnostic tests on the dryer vent. He said, you are literally getting 0% of the air coming out of your dryer is right. being released through the roof.
Okay.
0%.
Back up.
He cleaned it. And now I can do a load of laundry in the dryer for 30 minutes. It's dry like that.
The question we need to be asking is, why is it that that one contraption has not changed in 50 years? It's like the mousetrap. Nothing. There's no technology. I'm asking.
It works.
Is there no technology that would automatically just spit the lint out? That would automatically somehow do this thing and keep it from catching fire.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
It is broke. There's 17,000 house fires a year. That's broken, Sam.
Well, that's on you. That's not on them. They made a perfectly good invention.
Okay, but to Sam's point, if you live in an apartment, you're just hoping everyone else around you isn't lighting candles or, you know, leaving unattended cooking, all of
cigarettes.
That stuff. Cigarettes. There has to be better technology than pulling that screen up and out, grabbing onto the lint, tossing it, putting the screen back.
The real problem is not in the lint trap. It's in the hose that goes up
but
or with, out.
Without the lint gathering in the lint trap, it doesn't then clog in the hose.
That is true.
Yeah. So
cost
I
me
just
a
think
buck, it cost
we,
me a buck
we could
60.
Put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out a better way to get the lint out of there.
So it cost me $160 to have this guy snake the entire vent tubing off of the dryer. It was the best $160 I ever paid in my life. And in just in the amount of less time that I'm using the dryer, it pays for itself.
Oh, yeah. It takes us 1.5 dries if there's more than one towel in
there. So you've got a problem.
Yeah.
This says you should clean your entire duct system.
Once a year.
Two or more times per year.
Really?
Is what I am reading.
He told me, he said, call me back in a year and I'll come back out and do it again.
Or have them professionally cleaned at least once a year.
Yeah. By the way, from the text line, can Scott share who he uses for dryer vent cleaning in Western Shawnee? I'll tell you what, before the end of the show today, T will get home probably around 5 o'clock. I'll have her take a picture. I will share that information in the 5 o'clock hour of the show. Let me just make myself a note. And I will share that in the 5 o'clock hour. It is worth every penny I paid this guy.
Plus, you start getting overheated stuff in the attic.
Yeah, and the hose goes through the attic and up through the roof. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, so I found it. By the way, any HVAC company can do it for you. The cleaning of the dryer vents. Man, we sound 50, don't we? I ended up going with a company called Extreme Clean Dryer Vent Cleaning. I got the number from my neighbors across the street, and I just went with them. But anybody can do it. Zero Res, Anthony Plumbing, all of them can do it. John in Kansas City. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, you beautiful and amazing people. How are you?
Hello. I'm flattered.
I'll keep it short. It's not funny, but it does hit home. So last night, the exact same thing happened at my apartment block. It was about 120 units in our block. And around dinner time, somebody was doing laundry on the first floor. Dryer lint to vent got all clogged up, steam billowing out of the laundry room, and whole entire building had to get evacuated. We had to wait for the fire department to get here, all for them to tell us, well, unfortunately, you know, we're glad it's not a fire, but it's a maintenance issue, so we can't turn the alarm off. They'll have to. So for the next hour and a half while I cooked dinner, I had to listen to the fire alarm going off.
Oh, boy.
And it was horrible. But this is no joke. Even if it's, you know, not your own home, if you're in an apartment building, just emphasize to management to, you know, try and get them cleaned out. Because the same thing happened to me last night. Not fun.
You would think they would want to get it cleaned out, because if it does start a fire, that's a hell of a lot of damage to something that makes them a hell of a lot of money.
You would think preventative maintenance would be a high priority, wouldn't you?
One would think.
I know. All right, John. Hey, you guys have a great afternoon.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye. Be well. All right, take care.
John's call just lit up a number of light bulbs in my head. I used to live in an apartment complex that was not the greatest in the world, had a roach problem, the whole nine. It was a pretty regular thing where I'd come home from work and I'd walk off of the stairwell and my glasses would fog up immediately because the dryer vents were so clogged that it would turn the entire hallway into a sauna. The same apartment complex had two different buildings burned down a year prior.
It's serious business.
I mean,
it's $160 to literally save your home.
$160. When you say $160, I think Wendy's Diet Coke.
That's what you think?
It was kind of confusing.
Do you think reach back out and take it back?
I do. Sometimes, okay. Scott, I do.
Bad dreams?
I had a dream last night. Oh, you just wait. I had a dream about you last night. This is the craziest, truest thing. No, listen. I had a dream that I went into my utility closet and there was a large bag of cat litter with a hole in it, which actually happened over the weekend. So this is where this comes from. I looked into the hole and saw six kittens.
Huh.
And I was so happy and I was loving them and hugging them. And then I said to you, do I have a surprise for you? You need kittens.
No, I'm good.
And I brought them to work. That was my dream. I brought them to work and said, here, that was my dream.
What kind of psychedelics were you on?
I don't know. That was my dream.
A bag?
Now, we had a bag of cat litter spontaneously combust. And of course, when that happens, it's down the bottom and the cat litter goes everywhere. And I was like, said a word I'm not supposed to say on the radio. So the hole in the bag of cat litter tracks, but kittens inside of it that I'm bringing to you, I have no idea where that came from.
I'm not in the pet market for a while.
I know you're not. Just saying. If you were interested. I had a dream, and in that dream, you had six.
I've been hurt a lot over the years, and so I'm not looking to get back into any of those avenues of travel, so to speak.
Good talk.
Angela in Kansas City, hello.
Hi, how are you all?
We're doing well, thank you.
Just a little PSA here, and I actually think I thought that I heard this from you all, but apparently not. Sam says no. Those dryer sheets that we all like to use to make our clothes nice and smell good and lint-free, they put a screen on your lint trap. And a lot of times I'll take my lint trap out and go put water in it, and the water won't drain. It's just in there because there's a film from those dryer sheets.
It's true.
So it's very dangerous, and if you go online and Google how to clean that, there's a couple good ways to get it cleaned, but that can also start a fire.
Angela, thank you. And most people do not know that, but I've been told that about the film from the dryer sheets.
If you feel the dryer sheet before you put it in the dryer, it has a nice waxy coating.
Yeah. Mm,
when you take your clothes out of the dryer, it feels just like a piece of cloth. That wax went somewhere. If you want your clothes to smell better in the dryer, you need to get wool dryer balls and put essential oils on.
I love my dryer balls.
Wool dryer balls.
Yep, from Leavenworth County. A 58-year-old Leavenworth man has been found guilty after an incident involving unwanted physical contact with his victim. Filed this under bad, bizarre touch. Mm-hmm. Convicted during a bench trial of battery and criminal trespass. According to court records, on September 16th of last year, Lynn Miller climbed over a closed fence gate and unlawfully entered a rural Leavenworth County home.
Is that Lynn or Lynn?
L-Y-N-N, but it's male.
Okay.
The victim confronted him and said, "Get out of here," prompting him to step back outside onto the porch, where he then proceeded to kiss his hands and then used his hands to touch the victim's feet multiple times.
That's sober.
Sentencing is scheduled for April 11th, quoting here from County Attorney Todd Thompson. A battery is to unlawfully and knowingly cause physical contact with another person done in a rude, insulting, or angry manner. Who climbs someone's fence?
Again, sober called, and you're not answering.
The same people who look into a torn bag of cat litter and see six kittens.
Mm. And then dream of giving those six kittens to their coworker.
Were the kittens unwanted, dare I say? I don't know the answer to that, Scott.
They were unwanted by you, apparently, because you tried to give them to me in your dream. I'm not in the market for a cat yet. Or maybe ever. Someday. A Missouri man has been arrested and charged in connection to a string of Pokemon card thefts that cost local businesses hundreds of dollars. Lafayette County, Missouri, court records filed on Thursday of last week indicate that Jonathan Vanteen, 27, of Oak Grove, has been charged in connection to the theft of hundreds of dollars in Pokemon cards. A probable cause statement filed by the Higginsville Police Department revealed that on January 9th, law enforcement called to the Dollar General on Missouri 13 in Higginsville with reports of a past theft. Two unknown men had stolen more than $200 in Pokemon cards and candy.
Mm. Both single. Shocking.
For life.
They're hot ticket items.
I'm going to go hit a Dollar General. What'd you get? Pokemon cards? Want to go out Friday night?
Line forms to the left, lady. Get in line.
Hey, you never know. You might find that $1 million Pikachu card in there.
Okay. Okay. 913-586.
Might win the lottery, too. You know.
913-586-7798. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks, we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.